1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Hendry Show. Had a good time last night at the Museum of Television and Radio. What a hangover. And Amir Forster, who works in our press relations here, thanks a lot for talking me into having that Cuervo 1800. Boy, what rot gut. She goes, oh, it doesn't matter. I said, you don't sip that stuff. Cuervo, you only put into margaritas or you throw it down the sink. You don't drink it. You don't drink it straight. So I did anyway, and there I was. Anyway, we had a good time. Gary Oldman today on the Phil Hendry Show after our break at 5 o'clock. And a reminder, we'll be broadcasting live from the Museum of Television and Radio next Thursday. For those of you who didn't win tickets, you can come on out. We'll get about 250 people into the museum gallery to see the show via closed-circuit television, if you'd like to do that. There are a variety of, you know, we kind of got into this a little bit yesterday, but there's a variety of these fundamentalist Christian haunted houses that are popping up all over the place. Here in Southern California, I'm sure elsewhere across the country. There's one out in the valley run by a youth pastor, a youth minister named Dean Wheeler, called Dean Wheeler's Hell Home. And this is not a traditional haunted house, correct, Dean?
You bet, Phil. It is not a traditional haunted house. This is a Christian version of a traditional haunted house. And, Phil, since we believe that Halloween is really a pagan holiday, then Hell Home teaches life lessons while giving kids and adults, I think, a good scare. So it is not a traditional haunted house.
Well, you're saying that you believe Halloween is a pagan holiday.
Well, you bet. That is our belief. It has no roots in Christian holiday at all.
Okay, so why even observe it? Because I've seen this, a lot of these different Christian sects, fundamentalist Christian sects, say, oh, it's a pagan holiday. Why would you guys even acknowledge it?
Well, you bet, Phil. That's a good question. And, Phil, our challenge, I think, is how to keep kids interested in Jesus in a secular world. So the challenge, I think, Phil, was to teach Bible lessons and with Dean Wheeler's Hell Home, make it good and scary, and you make it modern. That's why we have our 10 rooms of hell, which are a part of Dean Wheeler's Hell Home. And I think the kids get a good scare, but they also get a Bible lesson. And what we do is we meld traditional Bible stories from the life of Jesus with contemporary times in trying to turn kids toward Christianity. Because I'll tell you, Phil, I'm a youth pastor, and kids can't comprehend the intricate and profound messages in the Bible, I think, without dumbing it down just a little bit. So
you're saying that kids today cannot comprehend the messages in the Bible without dumbing it down?
Well, you bet, Phil. And what I mean by that is they need to have I think, some of these things updated. A lot of the things that we deal with in our hell home, Jesus didn't do, but kids can get into it by way of the horror deal. So that's what we try to do.
All right, tell me about this, and our number is 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler's Hell Home, so this is a haunted house?
You bet, Phil. This is a home that our ministry has rented for the month, and we got a lot of exciting things going on in there. We're going to have a little bit of candy for the kids. And we have the 10 rooms of hell. You go into the first room, and this is, again, Phil, what we're doing is melding Jesus' life with contemporary times. You go into the first room, that's when Jesus is born.
And so that's Christmas Day.
You bet, Phil. It's Christmas Day, but it's also kind of a deal out of aliens. So instead of being born like a normal kid gets born, Jesus comes out of Mary's stomach, kind of that alien deal. I don't know if you saw that. He comes shooting right out. And what happens then is that one of the wise men, did you see Alien, Phil?
Yes, I did.
All right. In the movie, Ian Holm goes, don't touch it, don't touch it, when the alien comes out of John Hurt's stomach. Well, that's what one of the wise men said. Well, don't touch it, don't touch it, because you don't want to touch it. You want to let that grow, and you want to let it foster, because it is the Son of God.
Okay, right away, man, I can see where you're going to have...
Well, it's a lesson from the Bible, though, Phil, okay? And what we're trying to do is give it a contemporary twist.
Well, you got Jesus being born the way the alien popped out of John Hurt's stomach in the movie Alien. Is that not disrespectful?
Oh, no, Phil. I don't think that's disrespectful at all. I think that what that does, it gives kids an ability to grasp it. And, you go into room two, which is the 10 rooms of hell, and that shows scenes from Jesus' early life. And we show him as a carpenter. And then he kind of, you know, he's planing wood, and then all of a sudden he cuts off his hand by mistake with a hacksaw, and he screams. What we have, Phil, is some...
Jesus cuts his own hand off?
Yeah, as a carpenter. Well, what we do, Phil, is we've got some good sound effects. So you hear the saw goes through his arm. He goes, ah, you know, he screams, and he holds his hand up that he's cut off, and he says, God, why hast thou forsaken me, okay? So that's a kind of a fun thing. And
okay, so first of all, in the two first hell rooms, Jesus is born, he pops out of Mary's stomach, like in the movie Alien, and then room number two, he cuts his own hand off, working as a carpenter. Doesn't that show him, forget about the blood, and I guess you have all of the special effects, huh?
Oh, you bet, Phil. We've got some great special effects, and we got a good crew of people working together, and they pump out the blood, and he cuts off his hand, and you hear, ah, God, you know, ow, ow, and then he says, you know, why have you forsaken me?
Okay, forget about all of isn't there kind of a mocking thing that he did, wasn't a very good carpenter?
Well, Phil, I really don't know what kind of carpenter Jesus was, but this hell house is just a tool to reach the kids of today and interest them in the incredible love of Christ. And I think that is so very, very deeply important, Phil, in the world that we live in today, a violent world. We're trying to get the kids interested in Jesus. And sure, we poke a little bit of fun at the Bible, poke a little bit of fun at Jesus.
Well, I would say so. If you got him being born, popping out of Mary's stomach like the alien, and then what the wise man says, don't touch it, because it's, you know, you see.
Yeah, that's right out of the movie. And then
in the second room, he cuts off his own hand.
By mistake, that's right.
Okay, now we move into the third room of hell.
You bet, Phil. Third room of hell, that's Jesus walking on the water, and that's when he went out with Peter and walked on the water, only in this scene. We got a really good special effect in that room, too, because you can fill the room to a certain level with water. It looks like he's walking on the water. Well, then you see the Jaws fin, you know, that dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And, okay, up comes that shark. Wow, the water turns red, and all, he's all eaten up, okay? But the lesson, again, Phil, is not that Jesus is fallible. The lesson, I think, to teach the young people is that Jesus did perform the miracle of walking on water. And we just sort of blend it in with a movie that they like and enjoy.
Okay, so in walking on water, Jesus is eaten by a shark, right?
You can interpret it that way, sure.
Well, I mean, if you got the fin going through the water, he's walking on the water and he gets eaten by the shark.
Well, you can interpret it that way. Yes, you can, Phil.
Does he go under the water and there's all kinds of blood?
You bet.
Okay, he's eaten by the shark.
Again, if that's your interpretation, I don't want to tell you what to see. Phil, you can see anything you want to see.
All right, then we move into the fourth room of hell.
Room number four, that's Lazarus, is back from the dead. As you know, Jesus brought back Lazarus, Phil. And only in this kind of a deal, if you bring somebody back from the dead, he's kind of like a zombie, so we have him eating. You know, he comes out of there going, ah, you know, and he eats the brain out of some guy standing there. I think it's kind of a neat thing.
Lazarus eats the brain? In other words, he's a zombie from the dead. What you're doing is you're giving a macabre twist to every single aspect of the life of Jesus Christ, from his birth, popping out of Mary's stomach like the alien, to Lazarus coming back from the dead and eating a guy's brain.
Well, Phil, you bet, but I would ask you, and I would challenge your listeners to ask themselves this question. Lazarus coming back from the dead, a lot of people would interpret that as a zombie or some kind of the undead deal. I'm sure you've seen you know, a lot of these deals. Well, that's what I think he is.
All right, we got time for one more room. I'll give their number, by the way, on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is a really unusual place called Dean Wheeler's Hell Home. He is a youth minister, and he's trying to get kids interested in Jesus and, you know, at Halloween time. Okay, so room number one, he pops out of Mary's stomach. Number two, he cuts off his own hand as a carpenter. Room number three, you go into, and he's walking on water, and then he's eaten by Jaws. Four, Lazarus comes back from the dead and is a zombie.
You bet, Phil. Room number five, we have Jesus throwing the money changers out of the temple. And by the way, Phil, the Bible is not very specific if Lazarus is a zombie or not. He could have been. So you're asking me about, you know, what the zombifications. I have no idea.
Are you saying that biblically it's possible that Lazarus came back as a zombie?
I'm saying that they do not make it clear, yes.
Okay. All right, room five.
Oh, okay. So Jesus is throwing the money changers out of the temple, and you know, just like a Jean-Claude Van Damme type of a deal, you know, he snaps one guy's neck, impales another guy on a fence. I think it's just really cool. And
but this is the kind of violent stuff that you see in movies.
No, but what you're doing is you're blending the life of the Lamb, the life of Jesus. Nobody really believed that, you know, you'd go out and snap a guy's neck or anything like that. But it's kind of a deal you see in a movie. So he snaps one guy's neck, you know, he throws another guy out a window and impales him on a steel fence. That's the kind of deal he does. Okay? So,
all right, well, Dean, what you have here are different rooms. You take different moments from the life of Jesus, and then you apply some famous movie to...
You betcha, Phil. That's exactly what we do. And kind of in that movie, he's twisting a neck and snapping a guy and throwing him. Well, you see Arnold Schwarzenegger do that kind of a deal. I saw William Smith do that in a Clint Eastwood movie. He had a lot of deals like that.
Okay, Dean, hold the line, okay?
You bet, Phil.
1-800-449-8686. This is some kind of a way out there. This thing sounds crazier than any regular haunted house, doesn't it? He's got a haunted house, Dean Wheeler's Hell Home, a Christian version of traditional haunted houses. And from the birth of Jesus all the way on through the throwing of the money changers out of the temple, he's got Jesus impaling people, shooting out of Mary's stomach. Lazarus is a zombie, cutting off this thing. He's cutting off his own hand. He cuts his own hand off and then shrieks, "Why have you forsaken me?" All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, you betcha.
Okay, Dean Wheeler is with us. This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Dean is a youth minister and has Dean Wheeler's Hell Home that's going to be open throughout the Halloween weekend, where kids can go in, see scenes from the life of Jesus that have sort of been melded, Dean, with modern film.
You bet, Phil. That's really what's going on there. You know, if we can get today's kids, Phil, interested in the Bible by... you know, skewing the truth a little, then the end justifies the means of saying it. Because here's the deal, Phil.
The only thing I would say is this, Dean.
You bet, Phil.
You got a Jesus walks on water, cool. The shark coming along and eating him and the water turning red. Whereabouts does that...
Well, you know, Phil, we don't know. You know, first of all, we know Jesus died on a cross. Doesn't say nothing about him, being eaten by no shark, okay? But what I'm saying, so everybody know that, right? I mean, you know that Jesus got nailed to a cross. I know he got nailed to a cross. I know he didn't get eaten by a shark. I know that for sure. Okay? So anybody that would believe that, I think they have a little, I'd really like to talk to them.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686, just so I understand what you're saying. Here is St. Anne, Missouri on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hi, Dean. This is Kara.
Yeah,
I'm in St. Louis.
How are you doing?
I just wanted to...
Hey, God bless you.
Is my phone breaking up? It's kind of hard for me to hear.
No, I hear you real good. It's Karen, right?
It's Kara.
Kara, I hear
yes,
you real good here. Uh-huh. You bet.
I was just wondering.
You bet.
You know, even though that you know that he wasn't eaten by a shark by walking on water, what about these people that come in and weren't raised in the church and they don't know anything? And, you know, I'm just kind of worried. I don't want them to get the wrong impression. Are you going to have some type of class that says, like, at the end of all the 10 rooms of hell that, you know, this is the way it was, and, you know,
Halloween thing, because I'm just worried
about people that aren't...
Uh-huh, you bet. You know, Kara, that's a really good question. You know, one of the plagues in the Old Testament, Kara, God turns all the water to blood, and I know you know that from your Bible study, and I think you kind of mix that in. You can say, here's Jesus walking on water, here comes the Jaws fish, you know, eats him up, or whatever you want to call it, and now the water turns to blood. We say, well, that's one of the plagues of God, see? So, Kara, I wouldn't worry about that. All you have to do is walk into a Catholic church, and you see Jesus pretty well nailed up there, you know. So you know he survived the Jaws attack.
I know, and I know that, and
right.
You know that.
Uh-huh.
My concern is, like, the children that could be coming to this that don't have any, that
uh-huh.
weren't raised in the church, and that don't know anything, and all they know is what they're seeing.
In other words, if I could jump in, Kara, what I would say to you or ask you, Dean, is when Jesus threw the money changers out of the temple, okay, you're going to think he was snapping people's necks and impaling them on fences?
Well, Phil and Kara, I would ask you this question. How do we know he didn't? Okay?
But how do we know he didn't, and how do we know he did?
Well, I mean, look, we know he was PO'd, okay? He was pretty PO'd of those money changers, wasn't he? And I see him going through there like Jean-Claude Van Damme, snap neck here, kick a guy in the sack area, or what do you want to call that, over there, Royal American, take another guy, you know what I'm saying? See, I bet you some guys had some ice bags. I don't know, Kara. I bet you there's some guys with some ice bags on their, area.
Okay, Dean.
Ice bags on their area.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, I'm just saying,
yeah,
regardless of any of that, my whole concern here
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
is that people that aren't brought up in the church that are coming to see this, okay, and that all they know is what they're going to see that night, but that they're there. How are they going to, you know, what if some child goes and says, oh, you know, he's going to think, well, maybe.
Well, you know what they can
really
do? They can come on to church. Well, they can come on to church, and I can tell them all about it. We can just call it the artistic license a little bit, Kara. And you come on, and he can say to you, hey, Kara, did Jesus really get eaten up by a shark? You go, well, you know, who knows?
Well, we know that he wasn't, right?
You bet.
Okay,
right,
then we can say that.
We know that he wasn't, but all how right. do we...
How do we communicate that? I guess what Dean is saying, you,
right,
that's where you come in.
I think it's great that you're having this.
All right.
This,
thanks
this
very
extra...
much, dear. We're going to move on. 1-800-449-8686. She had to ask the question a number of times.
Well, you know, people can go to Karen and say, hey, did Jesus really spit up blood or, you know, cut his own hand off or something like that? You say, well, hey, you bet. You know, we don't know.
You bet we don't know. All right.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Okay, fine. 1-800-449-8686. Albany, New York on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Dean, nowhere in the Bible does it say anything about him cutting off his hand or being eaten
all
by
right,
a shark.
That's already established,
and,
okay?
All
that's
you're
already
doing,
established, sir. Sir, sir,
doing,
sir, sir, sir,
yeah.
sir. That's already established.
Okay.
All right.
You're
so what
doing,
we're doing here is he's saying that this is what he's done.
You know, Phil, I can talk to this guy. What is your concern, sir?
All you're doing, all these kids are going to learn is that, yeah, it was really cool to see some blood and guts. There's going to be no education value in this whatsoever for them.
I think it does. It turns people on to the life of Jesus, but, you know, maybe if you don't think so.
So at least it lets people know that he lived.
It lets them know that he lived, and, you know, he cast out demons. You don't know if they spit up green blood or what they do. You know, when he cast out those demons, how do you know a little bit of that green stuff didn't fly out? We don't know that, okay?
So in other words, when he casted out the demons, maybe there's a little bit of that Linda Blair.
You bet.
Long Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Long Beach.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm on the show. I'm on the air.
Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to say this is one of the most sacrilegious things I've ever heard in my life. It's just, it doesn't even make any sense. It doesn't even teach a lesson about Jesus.
Well, we're trying to get people to love Jesus. It is Halloween. Okay.
Okay, but, okay, you want
right.
them to...
We got a room where the Pharisees came to him, and they asked him for a miraculous sign from heaven, and we don't really know what Jesus did we? But in our Dean Wheeler hell home, all the Pharisees spit up blood, you know? Here's a sign from heaven. They all go, wah, you know, and the blood come out.
All right, so this whole purpose, you're doing this, you kind of want to turn people on to your church. They
you
go to your church.
You got it. You betcha.
All right, great.
Now we
so
take
they go
a
to
loaves
your church,
and the
they learn about Jesus walking on water,
right.
and they're like, oh, wait, why is he not getting eaten by a shark?
Well, then you start teaching about that. See, you got to do so. What's your name?
My name's Hazel.
Okay, Hazel, you got to, you know, it's not all my job. You got to help me out with this deal, okay? So you tell him, well, you know, he didn't really get eaten by a shark, but when he turned those loaves and fishes deal and gave the people loaves and fishes, you know, and they ate that, well, maybe that was a Jonestown kind of a deal where they all just died, you know, because the fish was bad. I don't know.
What do you mean a Jonestown? Are you telling me they go, what is that?
Well, that's room 6 in our 10 rooms of hell where they eat the loaves and fishes, and it's a whole deal's a Jonestown thing. Because there's mercury or something in the fish. Okay, you see, you'd like that, you know, and that's all I'm trying to say.
No, that doesn't
even that's what we're trying to help young people to understand that.
Dies.
Well, we're trying to help young people understand it.
All right, 1-800-44. Try to help young people understand what? They eat the loaves and fishes and they all croak from mercury poisoning, okay? And what is this casting out the demons? I understand that. Now, there's a hell room number 8. Let those that are without sin...
Oh, this one I like a lot, Phil. This is called the Room of Hell number 8. Jesus said, let those that are without sin cast the first stone when they were throwing the rocks at the prostitute.
Right.
Well, in our room, he says, let those who is without sin cast the first stone. He goes, oh, hey, wait a second. That's me. So he picks up the rock and he...
And he crushes the woman's skull with it.
Well, you bet. See, but that's the whole thing.
Hey, wait a minute. That's me.
Well, he was the one guy there. He was the only guy there without sin. So if anybody was entitled, if you think about it, Phil, because it makes sense, if anybody's entitled to throw rocks at that woman, it was Jesus.
And that's what he does in Hell Room number 8.
That's right, you bet.
Okay, Dean Wheeler with us here, 1-800-449-8686, as we talk about the Dean Wheeler's Hell Home. And it's another one of these fundamentalist Christian places where you go and, you know, you somehow do a pseudo-celebration of Halloween because it's a pagan holiday, so they want you to learn the Bible, I guess. It's Phil Hendry Show here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Dean Wheeler from Dean Wheeler's Hell Home. This is a Christian haunted house, I guess the best way to describe it, right, Dean?
Well, you know, Phil, we like to describe our Christian haunted houses as a Christian, you know, sort of a visit to Jesus by way of some scary stuff. But we don't want to call it a haunted house.
Well, how do you respond before we get on to the call? People are saying this is not accurately depicting the life of Christ. You send them into your hell home where Lazarus is brought back from the dead and then becomes a brain-eating zombie. Jesus is working as a carpenter and cuts his own hand off with blood. How do you explain to people this didn't really happen?
You know something, Phil? Let me explain something to you. And all the so-called Christians, okay, they're listening to your program. I'm here about saving souls. I want to get people believing in Jesus. We'll get them in now. We'll explain it to them later. Because right at the very end of Hell Home, and I know you're familiar with this, Phil, what we do is we ask them if they accept Jesus as their Savior. And a lot of them are like, well, I don't know what you mean. I said, well, just raise your hand if you accept Jesus. A lot of them do that. I go, then we'll explain it to you later on. You come to church, okay? Just get in here and accept Jesus and get out. Because we've got, you know, I open it up at 7. We close at 10. And we got to get people in and out, in and out. Let's go, let's go, let's go. The person come in and go, okay, you believe in Jesus? Yeah, all right, get out. You believe in Jesus? Yeah, get out. Go, 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 go. And then we have a church deal on Sunday.
So you just want to get them in and out and get them saved and get them gone, huh?
You got that. Get them saved and get them gone. You got that right. That's exactly right, Phil. You bet.
Okay. Here is Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
I'm on the air. My question,
you bet.
My question is, I don't understand what are you saying when you're manipulating the Word of God. First impression conks on the minds of children.
Well, you bet it does.
And when you want to tell a child that Jesus cut his hands off, and all these crazy things, all kids have been lied to in school.
Well,
they've been
bet.
Lied to by mm-hmm. their friends. They've been lied to in government. And when you proclaim to be a Christian and you bathe them in these lies, first come lies,
well,
how
you
do
know,
you erase it from their minds?
Well, I'll tell you what I think, ma'am. You know, I think it's a really good lesson to teach kids. When you say, let those who are without sin cast the first stone, and then Jesus says, hey, wait a second, I don't have any sin. And he can start throwing rocks, see? Nobody thought of that, all right? But I think that it's a great lesson when you spit up blood or anything like that. Hello.
What do you mean it's a great lesson?
I don't understand you. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, you know, you get the kid in there, okay, and now we go into hell room number 4, and for instance, kids say he's going to cast out the demons. All right. Well, all you do is you have a bunch of pea soup splitting out of the guy's face. It's kind
listen
of like Santa Claus.
Number one, I don't like the reverence that you give to this guy.
What's that?
He is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came
you
to
bet.
Bring salvation to the human race.
Oh, you bet.
And when you talk about this guy and the guy and spitting up blood and all, you're leading children down the wrong path.
Yeah, the lady's making a good
point,
Dean. Number
one, you're stealing lies
what
in is the, their mind.
I want to ask you a question, Dean. You say that Jesus cuts off...
Well, Phil, when he was a young man, he was a carpenter, okay? It's possible he could have cut his own hand off. And all he
did was, listen, you would not let me believe that, and thousands of people who believe he hung on that cross and stretched himself wide would not believe that he cut his hand off.
Well, no, he didn't.
I don't know who are you and what are you teaching.
Have you looked at the cross?
I pray to God that people be smart enough not to send their children there.
It's possible Jesus only has one hand. If you look at the cross, I think there's only one hand nailed up there.
I'm sorry. I think, you know, something? There's an old saying I grew up
with.
Where ignorance is bliss, it's folly to be wise. And at this point, I'm sorry to tell you.
Well, ma'am, you're not voodoo priestess or anything,
you're ignorant,
are you?
And I hope to God that people keep their children away from there.
Well, you bet. But I tell you, it's kind of a fun deal.
Don't worry about it, Ben. I was born in Trinidad and Tobago.
We got Trinidad.
And I was educated there.
We got candy corn.
Okay, and I don't know what you're talking about, but it differs completely to a rational person,
hey,
okay?
Can I ask you a question?
I'm sorry, and I pray to God people
you ever
don't
have
send
a,
me kids. Have
that,
a good night.
You ever do that voodoo deal or any of that deal? Okay, you bet. What?
Well, you know what. Did you ever do any of that voodoo deal? The lady's talking to you about things that are very serious, okay, having to do with the life of Jesus, and you're saying that for all you know, he was only nailed up there with one hand.
Well, I think the other one might have been dangling down.
The other one was dangling down? Let me tell you something. I was raised in the Catholic Church. When I looked at that cross, both hands were nailed up there.
You're sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Claremont on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I was was waiting. I talked to you once before. I just have a comment to your
yes,
caller.
Dear. Go right ahead.
I cannot believe. I'm fine, thank you.
That's great. I'm Dean Wheeler.
You're who?
I'm Dean Wheeler. I'm pastor of Youth Mission Hell Home.
And you're responsible for this haunted house? This is absolutely pathetic thing I have ever. I have five grandchildren. We are all Christian people.
God bless you.
And thank you very much. God bless you, too.
Although Jesus loves
you.
Although
I think you need some clarity
God love
in
you.
What the Son of God should represent to children.
Oh, you bet.
And our goal is to raise them to know love and kindness and honor your parents the morale.
Yeah,
the good
I wanted to interrupt here
thing.
For just a moment because
okay.
Dean, Mr. Wheeler's, I just noticed something in your brochure for the Dean Wheeler Hell Home.
You bet, Phil.
Okay. After Jesus is eaten by the shark, then the water turns to blood.
You bet.
Then you baptized people in that?
Well, you bet, Phil, because that's the blood of the Lamb. And we go, look at that. Jesus got all eat up and everything by the shark, but we can't baptize you in the blood of the Lamb. And, of course,
so
the next room, he's okay.
Are you saying that the violence that they see in other movies is just, it's fine? Because this is exactly what they're seeing when they go to this haunted house?
Well, I don't know how much more holy you could make that and being
That's
baptized.
That's not
holy
when you go and see Jesus crush somebody's skull or get eaten by a shark. That is absolute violence.
I mean, you're hanging your hat, Dean, on this thing that let those of you who are without sin cast the first stone. Hey, cast the first stone. Hey, wait a minute. That means me. And
well, you bet. That's what Jesus probably would have said.
But I
don't have no sin. I'm going to go ahead and
I think you
like a Palestinian
Christian
kid just
you
woo,
really,
woo, woo, woo. You know,
you need to pray for some real clarity on
All
this.
Right.
If you are a true Christian,
will you pray with me? Will you pray with me right now?
I will pray with
Lord,
you.
Lord, please allow me to do something right. I haven't made a nickel in the last 5 years I'm trying to get the spooky house deal going. And Lord, please let this lady, you know, the words of wisdom that she's given with me. You know, you bet.
Okay.
And Lord, I'll bet you bet you.
Was that your prayer?
Amen. Yeah.
Were you speaking to me or to Jesus?
No, I was talking to God.
Okay.
Talking to you too, but you know, if you
really
kind of got confused about that deal.
Really
okay.
Get into yourself, into your spirit, into God's spirit.
Can I just add something,
and
dear?
And really
you're
think
not Jesus,
about
okay.
all of this. This violence is just absolutely terrible.
Will you pray with me for just a minute, please?
I've
Lord,
already done that,
okay,
sir.
Just one more time, Lord. Oh man, it's tough. You bet.
You
that's
done?
A prayer?
That's a prayer for, you know, just one more thing. Lord, please get this lady off my back because I didn't do anything wrong, and she's yelling at me. Well, you are, aren't you?
No, you're
yelling at me.
I'm telling you
God,
that your
please,
display
please,
of what
you.
Jesus represents
I'm asking you.
Is absolutely Bye. Horrid. And for any young child to ever see this...
I'm just trying to do good work. I'm getting railed here.
Going to see Arnold Schwarzenegger would be a better thing than to see, you know, Jesus doing
well,
all this stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
This is awful.
You bet.
Okay.
He is the Son of
yeah,
God.
He is, ma'am. Thank you very, very much.
Oh, get a load of you.
Thank
You're Catholic.
You. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, aren't you the Christian?
Look, pal, here is St. Louis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello, ma'am.
Yeah, I was listening to your program, and
Jesus,
I want
please
to
replace
say
that lady in the Hell House deal, that's really rough.
Hello, are you getting me?
No, yes, dear, I'm Dean Wheeler. I'm youth minister.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
How
yes,
are you, dear?
I was listening to your program, and all the people that are called in, all the Christians that are called in, they're in one accord, and they're condemning that...
Dean Wheeler's Hell Home.
Hello?
Yeah, it's Dean Wheeler's Hell Home. We're at 4444 South Bloomington Street in Lovetown. And you bring your children on up there. It's a lot of fun. We're trying to get the kids...
No, I'm not going to bring my children there because that's not the real gospel.
Well, but dear, we're trying to get kids interested in Jesus and the whole deal. Come on. It's a lot of fun.
You are adulterating the gospel.
No other.
Okay, look, what people are saying is you're taking truth and you're... Could you turn your radio down?
Turn that radio up, ma'am, okay?
No, turn it down.
No, turn it up.
Ma'am?
Hello?
Turn your radio down, please.
No, you can turn your radio up, ma'am.
Would you shut up? Turn it down, please.
Up.
Down.
Up.
My radio?
Yes, could you turn it down, dear?
Yes, I've turned it down.
No, turn it up.
Turn it down! Hold on for a minute. Put him on hold. What's he trying to do?
Yes, could you turn it down, dear?
Turn it down!
Yes, I've...
Is it down, honey?
Okay,
that's great.
Okay, I'll do that.
That's
what
very
I'm
good.
Saying that...
Go ahead.
Okay, dear, you can turn that right up again.
We cannot adulterate the gospel. We are supposed to preach the real gospel. We cannot add to the gospel.
Well, let me
Jesus
ask something. Don't
Christ.
You think that Lazarus could have come out of that tomb? Now, you know that Jesus brought Lazarus back, right?
Yes, I
okay.
know.
Okay. Don't you think that Lazarus could have, like, all of a sudden, come to, like, eating a brain or something? Like, ooh, here comes a ghoul-eating brain, you know, or whatever?
No, you stop this. This
no,
is
no,
not
no, come
right.
on. Now, all I'm trying to
this
say is...
This is not right. We have to
comes out of the box,
pure
goes,
gospel
whoa, whoa,
without adding anything to it.
I'm a bad man. I'm going to get you.
No, you're not a bad man. I'm
no.
not saying you're a bad man.
I know.
We
thank
have
you very
to
much, dear.
No, but he can
come out of
the gospel without
come out of that box.
Anything to eat.
And he'll go out and say, I'm
and
Lazarus. I want to eat your brain.
The gospel say that anybody that paints the gospel or add anything to eat is a sin.
Lazarus
that's
was
wrong.
If you're dead, that, Lazarus was hungry.
We have to teach the children the right thing. Anybody that
I'll
wants
tell you,
to
Lazarus
accept
was hungry,
Jesus will accept
and he
Jesus.
Comes out of that tomb
it's
and he wants something to eat.
It's not by our power. It's not by our making.
What is that? Swahili all of a sudden? What were you speaking? Is that
hello?
English? Like, you work up a mighty big hunger when you're dead. And he can come out of that tomb, eat a brain.
Okay, that's fine. That's great.
No,
thank
that's
you.
Wrong.
That is wrong, ma'am.
That
very
is wrong.
Wrong.
Ma'am, could I ask you one more thing? Could I ask you one more thing, dear? Turn your radio up.
Turn your radio down.
Up.
Down.
Up.
The Bible said that.
The Bible?
At the Maltov, too.
Maltov? Okay. The Maori?
When there
what?
Are two or three witnesses.
You got it. Thank you very much
the gospel will be established.
Okay. All right, well, you come on over to our Hellhelm, and we'll get you in free.
No. I can't bring my children there, because that's not a good...
No, you come on over to Hellhelm.
That's not the real gospel.
I'll tell you what, right now, we got
the real gospel from the Bible.
You come on over.
And you're trying to confuse me
you'll
by...
Love it. No,
by
you come on over.
Turning on your radio off and on, so I'm not able to contribute.
I'm not turning your radio off and on. You are.
Then
you'll be there.
Stop that
okay.
program. It's
well,
not
what
of
time,
God.
What time are you going to be
what
over?
I have to tell you.
What time are you going to be over, dear? You coming over? Okay, she's not.
No, she ain't coming over.
Shoot. Well, I need to get one more. Try to hit that quota day.
Okay. Well, good luck with your freak house or whatever. What is a Dean Wheeler's Hell Home? Ain't it Hell House? So this is Hell Home? Dean Wheeler's Hell Duplex? Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. Last night, by the way, we left the museum, and I, my wife, you know, I told you guys. Remember when I told you earlier in the week, you know, I'm not very social. So my wife says, I want to keep on going. Let's do something else. I said, well, you hungry? Yeah. So we went down and we got something to eat at that Kate Mandolini. Is that what it's called? You know the joint on Wilshire? Really good, and they stay open until 4:00. So we had a delicious meal there, and then we said, let's spend the night in town. And so I called a bunch of hotels. They were all booked. And then we called that Mondrian, where the Sky Bar is. They had a room. And we went over there. It was horrible. No, it was fantastic. It's a beautiful place. And the bar was cranking all night long. I opened up the window to get some air, and it was, you know, just the people were partying there. Man, it's a Thursday night. And they're there on that Sky Bar going ape. And they got wild things in the lobby of that place, like a big orange mirror, so that you sit down and you're looking at yourself, only you're orange. And then they had, like, little toadstool seats, and then just a large... Do you like these places? It's like a museum or something. They just had a large ceramic apple sitting on the floor that you had to step around. You go, could I move that apple? No, no, no. Belongs right there. Right here, right in front of the door. Yes, step over it. Because that's the, the ambiance. But it's a really, really nice place. And we had a, you know, I had to get, I finally said to my wife, do you realize what we've done? I woke up this morning. She said, what? I said, we got a hotel room. And guess what? I don't have a toothbrush. I don't have nothing. I don't have a toothbrush. I don't have a the deodorant. You smell like an open sewer. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Here is Temple City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Phil. I heard that corporations...
Could you maybe turn your radio down a little bit?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yes, I heard that corporations have purchased the flu shots. And the CDC said that the first wave of flu shots should have gone to the elderly and to the infirm.
Oh, I heard about that, too. As a matter of fact, the flu shots that are out now?
Yes.
Because our company had a bunch of people getting flu shots. What are you saying the CDC said?
The CDC said that the first wave of shots should have gone to the elderly and the infirm. And instead, they went to private corporations. And these are companies with young people, obviously. And I also heard, because you had mentioned it on your show, that your producer, Mike Schaefer, had a flu shot.
Yes, he did. Mike, when did you get your flu shot? Like, last week. Did you, Craig?
So there's two on your staff?
Yes.
All right. I'm 71 years of age, and I haven't had a flu shot yet because the doctor told me that there was a shortage. And
I'm awfully sorry. Are you not able to go to the doctor and get a flu shot?
No, I'm not, no.
And are you intimating, and I guess you have a right to, that because I've got two younger members of my staff and a flu shot, you...
Well, they basically got my shot, and I'll have to wait until December. But I wanted you to tell Michael Schaefer, is that, and the other gentleman?
Craig Taylor.
Craig Taylor. I don't mind. It's all right. I have the flu now, but it's okay. They can have their flu shot. I know they're 28 and 25 years old. But I can't breathe. I don't know how else to put it. I have congestion in my lungs, and I'm going to die.
Ma'am, look, I think that...
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Go ahead. Tell me how it is. Tell me that your two young staff members have their flu shot, but it's going to be okay. I was going to die alone, Mr. Henry. I live alone.
I'm very sorry to hear that. I don't think that you're going to die.
Well, I think that I will die. I'm elderly and I have the flu. That means I'll die. Old, flu, dead. That's the three steps. And
well, why are you calling? Are you angry because Mike has the shot and that Craig got the shot?
No, I'm not. I just didn't want to die alone. And so I thought I'd call a talk show. And
so you want to be...
Yeah, I just would like to put the phone down.
Okay, I'll be right over here. You're going to die now?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
You know something, Phil?
Yes.
I was wondering if Mr. Schaefer, who's had a flu shot, could come over and maybe spit in my mouth to give me some of the vaccine.
I think he'd be happy to do that.
Thank you.
Are you laying down to die now?
Yeah. I guess I could have called another show, huh?
Yeah, you could have called somebody else who doesn't have a lot to do.
All right.
Oh, yeah, it hurts. Yeah, I'm in pain.
This lady has called in to die because she didn't get her freaking flu shot. Schaefer got it instead.
Oh, can't freaking breathe. Yeah!
Are you dying or are you getting ready to crack a beer?
I'm dead. That's it. This is it, Phil. Goodbye.
All right. Basically, the flu shot...
Yeah, I'm going to be going.
Basically, the flu shot you got belonged to that old lady, Schaefer. So go over to her house and spit a little saliva into her mouth, okay?
Praying for sweet release.
Yeah. Flu shot. You know something? I was going to get one of those. My wife said, don't do it because you're just going to get sick. And, you know, and Schaefer got a flu shot and he's sitting in there sick. And I'll tell you one more thing. I got my flu shot. Four kids and a wife bringing every manner of disease into that house. Every manner of every kind of bacteria, every kind of virus, every kind of flu I got in my house right now. And I've probably had that disease.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Good. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.